You ever heard something like that called a K-roller? Something that drives
K-roller, no, I haven't, but that quite a bit of that happens, I'm sure.
What are the large food stores called? There's some down, there's one down in Southland. The Piggly Wiggly is one. It's a kind of a large grocery store. Supermarket?
Called supermarket.
Do you have a name for smaller stores like the Junior Food Store or the Magic Mart?
Well, that would be a grocery store.
Would you ever call them or hear anybody call them a convenience store?
Convenience.
In some of these grocery stores, there's one in the new, in Bug Piggly Wiggins, I know. A place where you can buy sliced meat or they fix hot lunch and salad. That place is called a... Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard them call it a delicatessen or a deli? Okay. And, let's say you were frying chicken, and you didn't fry it on top of the stove, but you had a separate pan that you could plug into the wall. Fry the chicken, you say you had in. Okay. And some people have these, they're fairly new. It's really almost a new way of cooking, where something will cook in maybe a third of the time, and you just put something in and turn the dial and close the door. It'll defrost your meat or cook it.
It's a microwave oven.
Mm-hmm. And people that don't have washer and dryer in their home, they have to take their clothes to the
washer too.
Mm-hmm. And usually in your home, you'll have a special place where you put the dirty clothes, and that's called a
laundry.
Okay, if you had a yeah, I didn't know. It wasn't furniture. I didn't know exactly what to call it. When you're going to clean your carpet, you clean it with a...
shampoo.
Okay, when you're just going to not wet it, but just get the surface dirt off. Okay, some vacuum cleaners come where you put water in them and empty the bottom. Then the newer ones come with a little something that collects the dirt and you just change the... Mm-hmm. Usually when you're going to scrub something, you'll fill an object up with water and maybe some pine saw or something. This object would be a
mop.
Okay, if you're going to fill this up with water and some cleaning liquid.
Oh, that would be a shampoo or a mop.
Mm-hmm.
A pail.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes they're made out of metal, but
metal.
If they're lightweight, they're usually made out of
plastic.
Mm-hmm. Some people are lucky enough to have one of these. We've got one at home. We just got it. We've had a lot of use out of it. You can take your trash and put it in this machine. Just press a little button and it'll...
That's a garbage
disposal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And outside, in order for the garbage men to pick up your garbage, you've got to put it outside in a... Okay, or mm-hmm. And there's some places that have large things, and a truck will come and hook on and dump all the trash out of this big thing. They're usually painted green. They're large.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard them called a dumpster? A Dempsey dumpster? Okay.
That's a new name, on it.
They have those on... Well, I've only seen them on Fort Rucker,
mm-hmm.
where you put all your garbage bags in this great big green shell thing, and then the truck hooks on and dumps all of that.
Those you see beside the highways, you know.
Yeah, I think so.
Near the parks or roadside tables. I know I see quite a few of them in Georgia. I don't see them coming around beside the highway, but there's quite a few of them in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.